Proclamation number 1792, dated the January 28th, 1941. Heavenly bliss. Eternal glory. Staying in bright surroundings makes the being indescribably happy. Everything of a depressing and burdensome nature has been removed. It is no longer subject to any aggravation by immature spiritual beings. No shadows or dark states exist which could frighten it. Joy, harmony and brightly shining light abound everywhere. And heartfelt love and gratitude permeate the being which feels close to God, even if it is not yet entirely merged with God. Nevertheless, it may receive light and strength from Him, and thus it is already partaking in the eternal glory. It may accomplish a pleasing occupation. It may be active according to divine will by passing on to other beings what it receives itself. The beings constantly require the divine gift of strength for their higher development, and the beings of light are such stations of strength by constantly passing the strength from God on and thereby creating an inconceivable state of bliss for themselves. No human being on earth can either understand the light being's activity nor the process of redirecting the strength to the beings in need of strength and has therefore no idea about it. Consequently, the thought of an eternity in blissful happiness is a fantasy to him that he would like to dismiss, and thus he refuses to accept it as real. He measures everything with the yardstick that can be applied to earthly processes, but does not bear in mind that other laws apply outside of earth, that processes take place which cannot be grasped in a worldly way. After all, earth is one of the most insignificant works of creation, and thus its inhabitants cannot imagine anything else but what they find on earth. The people's imagination cannot go beyond this. And in order to even roughly imagine the kingdom of light, people must be very far advanced already, yet even then they will barely be able to grasp the truthful description, since completely new knowledge must be revealed to them, and the human being is rarely receptive for this. This is why these realms can only ever be described as eternal glory, for they are glorious and lovely to look at beyond all measure and place the being in a state which can be called highest bliss, and yet, the human being cannot imagine what it really is. The words, heavenly bliss and eternal glory, will therefore always cause serious doubt in people as to the truthfulness of such words, because they don't want to accept something as truth which is not understandable and explainable to them. On the other hand, however, it is impossible to initiate them and to allow them to gain an insight into the kingdom of light until they do their best in order to become bearers of light and strength themselves. They can certainly still achieve this on earth, yet it requires strong will and profound love for God, but then it will be much easier for them to understand these spheres which shall be thoroughbred one day, for then they will have become brightly enlightened themselves. Amen.